Welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to delve into the fascinating topic of how to design a garden for community engagement and social interaction. Gardens are not just about plants and flowers, they are about people too. They are spaces where we can connect with nature, with each other, and with ourselves. A well-designed garden can become a hub of community activity, a place where neighbors come together to share, learn, and grow. Let's start by discussing the importance of community gardens. Community gardens are a wonderful way to bring people together. They provide a space for people to grow their own food, learn about gardening, and connect with their neighbors. They can also be a source of fresh, healthy food for people who may not have access to it otherwise. But beyond these practical benefits, community gardens can also be a powerful tool for building community and promoting social interaction. When designing a garden for community engagement, there are several key factors to consider. The first is accessibility. The garden should be easily accessible to all members of the community. This means considering things like location, pathways, and entrances. The garden should be located in a place that is easy for people to get to, and the pathways and entrances should be wide enough to accommodate wheelchairs and strollers. Next, consider the layout of the garden. The layout should encourage people to interact with each other. This could mean creating communal areas where people can gather, such as a picnic table or a fire pit. It could also mean designing the garden in a way that encourages people to move through it rather than just passing by. For example, you could create a winding path that leads people past different garden beds, or you could place interesting features like a pond or a sculpture at different points in the garden to draw people in. Another important factor to consider is the types of plants you choose. The plants should be suitable for the local climate and soil conditions, but they should also be appealing to the community. This could mean choosing plants that are easy to care for, or plants that have a particular significance to the community. For example, if your community has a large immigrant population, you might choose plants that are native to their home countries. In addition to the physical design of the garden, it's also important to think about the social aspects. How will the garden be managed? Who will be responsible for maintaining it? How will decisions about the garden be made? These are all important questions to consider. One approach is to form a garden committee made up of community members. This committee can be responsible for making decisions about the garden, organizing work days, and coordinating other garden-related activities. Finally, don't forget about the importance of education. A community garden can be a wonderful place for people to learn about gardening, nutrition, and the environment. Consider offering workshops or classes on topics like composting, organic gardening, or cooking with fresh produce. You could also create informational signs or brochures about the plants in the garden or about the benefits of gardening. In conclusion, designing a garden for community engagement and social interaction involves much more than just choosing plants and arranging them in a pleasing way. It involves thinking about how the garden can serve the needs of the community, how it can foster connections between people, and how it can become a vibrant, active part of the community. It's a challenging task, but also a deeply rewarding one. So, get out there, start planning, and watch as your garden grows into a hub of community activity and social interaction. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. I hope you found some inspiration and practical tips for your own community garden project. Remember, a garden is more than just a collection of plants. It's a place where people can come together, learn, and grow. So, let's get out there and start planting the seeds of community.